Hey there, fellow creative adventurers. Welcome back to the third part of our journey, Lessons from Margaritaville. Last week, we delved into some life and business lessons from Jimmy Buffett. And today, we're discussing a topic that's very relevant for all artists, authors, and entrepreneurs, and that is fan engagement. This is episode 16.
Welcome to the Design a Business You Love podcast, where we explore work anywhere strategies for artists, authors, and entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Kimberly Design Love.
All right, let's talk about something really special in Jimmy Buffett's playbook, knowing your audience, fan engagement. I mean, this guy didn't just have fans. He had a whole tribe of Margaritaville enthusiasts. A whole tribe of parrot heads. And guess what? They weren't just cheering from the sidelines. They were right there in the thick of it, living the Margaritaville dream. Picture this: Hawaiian shirts, Lays, grass skirts, and yes, even some adventurous souls rocking the coconut bra. Jimmy's concerts turned into full-blown celebrations of a lifestyle, a carefree, let-loose kind of spirit that was infectious. And this wasn't just about music. It was about creating a community that people wanted to be a part of. Now, let's break this down for us creative folks. Whether you're an artist, author, or entrepreneur, engaging your audience isn't about talking at them. It's about inviting them into your world, thinking about ways you can make your audience feel like they're part of something bigger. For instance, interactive experiences. You could host live Q&A sessions, workshops, or virtual meetups. Let your audience get close and personal with you and your work. 2, user-generated content. Encourage your fans to share their own creations inspired by your work. It could be fan art or fan fiction, or even user testimonials. 3, behind-the-scenes peeks. Take your audience behind the curtain. Share your process, your struggles, and the little victories that go into creating your art or business. 4, personal connection. Respond to comments, emails, and messages. Show your audience that you're not just a name on a screen, but a real person who cares about their support. Remember, it's not about numbers. It's about building a genuine connection. When your audience feels heard, appreciated, and valued, they become your biggest advocates. They'll be the ones spreading the word, attending your events, or supporting your journey. So take a page from Jimmy's book. Embrace your audience. Make them feel like they're part of something special, and watch your community grow and thrive. That's how you turn casual fans into lifelong enthusiasts. One of the most significant lessons we can glean from Jimmy Buffett's remarkable career is the art of understanding your audience, cultivating genuine connections, and consistently engaging with your fans. This lesson resonates deeply with artists, authors, an entrepreneur seeking to build a loyal and enthusiastic following. Throughout his journey, Jimmy intuitively grasped that his fans didn't attend his concerts or purchase his albums for deep political insights or religious discussions. Instead, they came to unwind, have fun, and momentarily escape the complexities of life. This keen awareness allowed Jimmy to tailor his performances and content to meet his audience's desires. For artists, this lesson underscores the importance of staying attuned to your fans' preferences. By creating art that resonates with your audience's emotions, experiences, and aspirations, you can establish a genuine connection that transcends the transactional. Authors, too, can benefit from this lesson by understanding their readers' expectations. While literary exploration is essential, knowing what your audience craves ensures that your stories strike the right chords and leave a lasting impression. Entrepreneurs in particular should take note of Jimmy's commitment to fan engagement. Your customers are your lifeblood, and fostering relationships, building trust, authenticity, and mutual respect can be the key to a business's longevity. By actively listening to your audience's feedback, addressing their concerns, and consistently delivering value, you solidify your position as a trusted brand. Ultimately, Jimmy's success hinged upon his ability to know his audience and intimately cater to their desires. As artists, authors, and entrepreneurs, building strong, lasting connections with our fans and our customers or clients is the cornerstone of sustainable growth and prosperity. So follow Jimmy's lead and immerse yourself in the world of your audience. Understand their dreams, aspirations, and expectations. And let that knowledge guide your creative and your business endeavors. All right, fellow dreamers and creators, we've sailed through the vibrant waters of Margaritaville and soaked in some serious lessons, from branding brilliance to creating a fan frenzy. Jimmy Buffett's playbook is chock full of inspiration for us all. So here's the deal. Let's take a page from Jimmy's songbook and infuse a little more Margaritaville spirit into our own creative ventures. Throw on that imaginary shirt, let loose, and dare to embrace your unique brand of creativity. Remember, it's not about the work we create, it's about the world we invite others into. Whether you're an artist, an author, or an entrepreneur, let your passion shine through and watch how your audience responds. Turn them from casual admirers into your biggest cheerleaders. And hey, if you find yourself stuck in the doldrums of doubt or riding the waves of uncertainty, we have a saying around here in Margaritaville, and that is, what would Jimmy do? Channel that laid-back island vibe and let it infuse new life into your journey. Before we go today, I want you to remember that I have a free gift for you called Discover Your Passion, Discover Your Purpose. You can find that over at designabusinessyoulove.com. So here's to you and your creative adventures. May it be filled with sunny skies, sandy shores, and a soundtrack that keeps the good vibes rolling. Keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep making your Margaritaville magic. Until next time, keep a parrot on your shoulder and the sun in your heart. Cheers to the creative journey ahead.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Design a Business You Love podcast. If you enjoyed listening, please click the subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast player. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep designing a business that you love.